a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I've always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? I'm glad that you're my neighbor. This is a plant, a growing plant called a Jerusalem cherry plant. It's really a bush. See these little cherries here? Some cherries are good to eat, but this kind, you don't eat Jerusalem cherries. No, they're not good to eat. People grow them just to make their houses look nice. Yeah, just to put around inside the house, decorate it. This part of any plant is the part that holds the seeds. Yeah. The fruit of a plant is the part that holds the seeds. I'll show you that out in the kitchen. Come along. Remember earlier this week, I called my friend Mrs. Niedringhaus. She said she'd be over. Well, she came over earlier today and left some of the things that she's going to use when she comes back. She'll show us how to make model flowers. Mm-hmm. Not real growing ones, models of them. Just a second, I'll get this knife so I can show you the seeds in here. One will I'll use this one. See the seeds in there? A very close look at them. Isn't that interesting? So the seeds are in the fruit. And then when the fruit dries up, then the seeds blow away and start new plants. Yeah, that's how growing things start. It's growing, it's growing, it's growing in and out. Yeah, because inside are the roots. It's growing, it's growing, it's growing all about. Speaking of growing things, this is the day we are to water the McFeely's plants. Yeah, remember the asparagus fern and the spider plant? Okay, let's do that. We're doing what Mrs. McFeely asked us to do. Taking care of other people's things. We better take care of our fish right now. Just a little food for you fish. You hungry? Sometimes they wait a while, and then when I'm not even here, they just come up and eat it. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Maybe that's Mrs. Niedringhaus now. Oh, no, it's Bob Trout. Hi, Bob, come in.
Speedy delivery. Oh. Speedy delivery, Mr. Rogers.
Good, thank you very much. Oh, these are the films I ordered. Thank you. Have you heard anything from the McFeelys?
No, I haven't had a word of you.
Come on in. No, I haven't heard anything, but you know, they've been gone only 3 days or so.
Yeah, they should be home by the weekend, though.
Well, he's a busy man, isn't he?
He certainly is. So am I. I really have a lot of deliveries to make, Fred.
Oh, can't you stay a bit? I mean, I suppose Mr. McFeely likes to be busy.
I know he does. But with me, when I'm that busy, I get very tired. I guess it's from all the hurrying.
Do you ever get tired when you have to hurry up? Take 1 minute and sing a song with me, will you?
A song?
Over here at the piano. I have an idea.
Maybe that would be a nice break.
Listen, here's it. It's called I Like to Take My Time. Will you sing it with us, too? Just follow the words. It goes, okay.
I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up. And so I like to take my time.
That's it. To tie my shoes.
To tie my shoes.
That's it. To eat. To get dressed.
To go to sleep at night,
to sing a song for you, and everything I do.
I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right.
Sure.
I mean I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time.
How about taking your time to do one more?
Oh, Fred, I'd like to, but I have, let's see, about 6 more deliveries to make.
Oh.
And so, oh, by the way, thanks for your help yesterday.
Boy, you're those, welcome.
I see you had quite a few deliveries to make, too, yesterday.
You bet I did.
Well, that was fun.
Thanks for the film.
Thank you, and I will take my time.
Okay.
Bye, Fred.
Bye. Can see why Mr. McFeely sometimes does his standing still exercises. Thinking about the McFeelys. Let's see. There was supposed to be a film I ordered last week. Here it is. It has to do with how flowers get from the place where they're grown to the cities where people sell them. Yeah, these are growing flowers. Let's just take a look at this film. So many different kinds. Okay, picture. A flower film. Mr. McFeely would like that, Phil, about delivery, because after it gets to the warehouse, then the people who want to sell the flowers come and pick them out and take them to their store. Of course, if you're lucky enough to live where you can grow flowers, then you can have your own to give away. You know, one way to think about people who are away is to look at pictures of them. Yeah, here's some pictures of the McFeelys. You can talk about the times when the pictures were taken. This is the time that Mrs. McFeely had a parrot. I went over to visit them then. We took some pictures. Here's a picture of, well, where is that taken? At Mr. Clemens' studio. Mrs. McFeely was having a voice lesson. And Mr. McFeely was saying, Mr. McFeely's my name. Remember that? And here's a picture of the two of them on their porch. time when I went to see them, that's how they greeted me. Something else you can do if you miss somebody, you can pretend about them. Sure, let's just have some make-believe. Okay? Get the trolley. Okay, let's just pretend that there are those in the neighborhood of make-believe who are really missing the McFeelys. All right, should we do that? Okay, trolley, neighborhood of make-believe.
You do like my music, don't you, Panda?
Oh, yes. Please play some more.
Well, I'm waiting for some more music paper, Panda. Could you fetch Miss Polificate for me?
I will fetch Miss Polificate.
Very good. Perhaps Miss Polificate knows whether or not McFeely has delivered that music paper yet. Oh, Miss Polificate, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Miss Polificate, has Mr. McFeely delivered some music paper to me?
Didn't you know, King Friday? Or did you forget? Mr. McFeely's on his vacation.
Oh, my, so he is.
I miss Mr. McFeely.
So do I, Pan.
Even I am affected by his absence.
Sire.
Yes?
If you don't mind, I'd like to run over to Henrietta's tree with these flowers.
Oh, certainly. Panda and I will listen for the telephone, Miss Polificate.
Oh, thank you, sire. My, you are an understanding king.
Well, I try. Yes, I try to be. Miss Polificate going to Henrietta's. Well, we must listen for the telephone now, Panda.
Hen, are you home?
Hi. Meow, Miss Meowlificate.
Hi, Hen. I brought you something.
Meow did.
Mm-hmm. These are for you.
Meow. Meow flowers. Meow beautiful meow.
I'm so glad you like them.
Meow not meow birthday.
Oh, I know that, Hen. I just felt like bringing you something.
Meow. Meow meow feel good too, meow. Meow meow reading meow good book, meow you came.
Oh, really? What's it about?
Meow, small black pussycat. Meow, meow, Mrs. Meow friend.
A black pussycat misses her friends?
Meow. Meow, Miss Mr. McMeowly.
I do too, Hen.
Meow, meowlificate.
Hmm? What, Hen?
Meow, do you suppose Mr. McMeowly meow doing now?
I don't know, Hen. I kind of visualize him, though, taking a long, slow ride through the woods on his bicycle.
Yeah.
You know, he's not in any hurry. He's just taking his time, and he's riding along, looking at the sky and the trees. I kind of think maybe that's what he's doing.
Meow. Meow, meow, imagine. Meow, 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 sitting with Mrs. McMeowly. Meow, meow, fireplace, meow. Meow, 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 black pussycat. Meow, meow, patting, meow, pussycat. Meow, meow, having, meow, good time, meow.
You know, maybe that is what they're doing, Hen.
Meow. Meow can think, meow, a lot of things. Mr. McMeowly isn't here, meow.
Do you know, Hen, thinking about people who aren't with you, that's a way of being near them.
Yeah. Meow a minute, Miss Meowlificate.
Okay, Hen. Hen, what are you doing?
Speedy meow livery. Yeah, speedy meow livery.
Speedy delivery to you too, Hen. Well, I've got to get going.
Meow.
Speedy delivery, Hen.
Meow, 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 flower, meow.
Oh, you're welcome. Panda? What are you doing?
I am drawing a picture.
Great, but what is it?
It is a picture for Mr. and Mrs. McFeely. It is a picture of me.
Oh.
I do not want them to forget me while they are on vacation.
Oh, Panda, they couldn't possibly forget you. But a picture is a very good idea, and it's very nice.
Now, I want to write a letter to them.
Oh, can I help?
Yes. I will think up the words, and you think up the letters.
Oh, all right. Now, just a moment. Here. All right. Pan, go ahead.
Dear Mr. and Mrs. McFeely, We are all fine. We miss you very much. Miss Polificate took Henrietta some flowers. I am sending you a picture of me. Love, Panda.
Okay. Now, how about if we get an envelope and some stamps? And I tell you, I've really got to get back to my switchboard.
Is it good to write a letter?
Well, it's a wonderful thing to do, Pan, when you miss somebody.
Everyone on Planet Purple is the same. Nobody ever misses anybody.
But, Pan, we missed you when you went with astronaut Al Warden.
I came back to the neighborhood of make-believe.
And Mr. and Mrs. McFeely will come back, too.
Even writing a letter or drawing a picture, something you can do when you miss somebody. Something else that you can do when one of your old friends is away is to spend some time with a new friend. And a new friend is right here in the kitchen. Mrs. Niedringhaus came while we were having some make-believe. Betty, I want you to meet my television friend.
Hello.
Mrs. Niedringhaus.
I'm just about ready. I have the mold soaking here.
Oh, good. Now, this is a violet, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Looks like a violet plant. Now, is this something you have made?
Yes, I made it.
It's not a growing thing?
No, it was growing. I have to have a growing plant to make it from. But this one is made of wire and of cotton and of beeswax.
This is the beeswax?
That's it in the can there. Oh, and then, of course...
It's hot.
Yes, it's very... And then, of course, I have to have a mold. And this is the mold, and it's made of plaster.
That looks like a leaf.
That's a leaf impression.
Three leaves.
Three leaves. I need... It's soaking in water, and I must take the water off so I can use it. Just rub it off. And this is the top part of the mold, and it has the same... top part of the leaf on it.
Oh, I see. They press down together.
That's right.
When you put the wax in there.
I'm going to put... Well, I'll show you. Let me just...
Good.
I'm going to take a piece of wire, first of all, and then we... I call it spinning cotton on it. I hold it in my one hand, and I pull it very hard with the other. And I twist... cotton right onto the wire. Just like that. Sometimes it sticks to your finger. Then I'll put it right in the center of the mold. Now I want to put a little bit of cotton on the top of this. Right over the top of the wire. That makes it strong.
I see. There's
so
the wire.
I spread this out just a little bit.
Now
so it
cotton.
Will cover the whole impression of the leaf.
Okay, now you have the mold, the wire, and the cotton.
Cotton. Now all I need is the wax, and it must be very hot.
I see.
And I'm going to take the hot beeswax. I'm going to stand up so I can press on this. Take a spoonful of very hot wax, put it right on my mold, and then press quite hard.
Now, what'll happen when you open this? Can you open it already?
I can open it right now. I'll show you. There it is.
Can you touch it?
Yes. It feels cool already, mm-hmm. doesn't it? Now, it's very easy to take it right out. And then we have an impression of the leaf.
There's a little bit of that one and a little bit
yes.
of that one, too.
You get a part of the other, too. I could really make all three at one time.
I see.
Now
what do you do to make this look more like a leaf?
Now I'm going to cut it out.
Oh.
And I take my scissors. It's a little bit wet, but that's all right. I'm going to cut it right around the outside edge.
Feels like plastic.
A bit. I use plastic sometimes, but right now I've got it looking a little more like a leaf.
I should say.
Now the next trick is to put it, to sort of stretch it a little bit right over your finger, just like this. And this makes it begin to feel more like a real leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Do this. Now there's one thing that this leaf doesn't have that the mold does. And the mold has little jaggedy edges on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to put that on this leaf. So I take my finger and I just run it right down the edge of the leaf like that.
Mm.
Right down that side.
Gee, what an artist you are.
Thank you.
That looks like such a...
Then I'm going to put a little stem on it. Make a little brown stem on this particular one. I think we have to move it a little.
Is that how you made these?
That's the way I made those. Would you like me to put a few of them together for you?
Sure.
All right. Let me make a little tiny bud. I can put this mold over here. I have my cotton and wire, and I'm going to put just a little tip end on it and make a little wee bud for our flower. Just like that. Now I'm going to dip it in the hot beeswax. There it is. That's the beginning of a tiny little bud. Most growing things start with a little bud.
Betty, I was just noticing something. Those are tops to jars,
yes,
aren't they?
Yes, they are. That's right.
And you just stick your flowers
in. And I put my clay and then put my flower in there.
Now, how would you put
bud
with the leaves?
Let me show you. I'm going to make this a funny little pointed bud, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to put one leaf on. And I need a little bit of thread. And I'm going to wrap my thread just right around. I make it quite tight so it won't fall off.
Mm-hmm.
Then I can twist it in my left hand and run it right down like that. And now this is the stalk, and we need a little bit of brown on the stalk. There we go. And we put one more little, here's a poor saggy little one that we pretend something has bitten.
Mm-hmm.
And whoops, that just doesn't always work the way you want it to. There we go.
And that's the beginning of a plant.
Just like your Jerusalem artichoke, or what is it, a Jerusalem cherry, isn't
it? Yes,
it
is. Have you ever made a Jerusalem cherry?
No, I never have.
Would you like this one? I'd be glad to give it to you.
Oh, I'd love to make a mold of one of those cherries. Oh my.
You couldn't make it now?
No, I must hurry. I'm sorry. I'm afraid I'm late. I have some children at the museum waiting for me. May I come back later? And
certainly. You're welcome to have that.
Oh, my. I mustn't forget to turn off my heat here, though. There we go.
Okay. Now, you know, that kind of cherry you don't eat. That's just for decoration.
All right, I'll remember that.
Thank you, Betty.
It was nice to be here. And it'll be fun to make a mold of this.
Well, there are lots of interesting things at the museum. I know that. Goodbye.
Bye.
Doesn't she have a fascinating job, Mrs. Niedringhaus? I guess so. I wonder what you'll do for your work when you grow up. Right now, you have a lot of play. Mm-hmm. and a lot of thinking time. Do you know that play is children's work? Oh, you know, I think I better do something out here. I remember that Jerusalem cherry that I left on there. I don't want anybody to think that that is something else. No. In fact, I might just take it with me and plant it. It'll be a growing thing. I don't know whether I could help Betty with... Maybe I could put some of these things away for her. But I won't touch her tools. No. Those are for her. Take care of. Well, bye, fish. Time for me to go. We'll have another week together next week. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each week a special one for me. You know how. By just your being you. Nobody in the world could make a you. No, they could try to make a model of you, but not a real you. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back next week. Goodbye.
This is PBS.